on June 20th, it appears that there was a repeat, because you sent me a TikTok in 2021, but this is a repeat of a leaked Pentagon interview where they're saying that the ancient Anunnaki gods are returning to Earth, and we discussed that on September 25th.
That's a different version. That's the difference. You got to look at the version. That's a different version. We did discuss it, and we said they were coming, and go ahead. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt. We're babbling. We didn't want to do that.
No. Because there was a lot, okay, and it's talking about the Anunnaki, but we had, okay, as of late, two discussions. We discussed in December 2019 that you outlined that the Anunnaki are relatives from Andromeda, and the Anunnaki are the Coathanites.
A version of them, yes. A version of them. Children of it, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, when we get there, the Anunnaki are the parents of the Coathanites.
A version.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Coathanites. But you said children, I thought.
No, version.
Stepchildren.
Stepchildren.
So when you've been talking with the Coathanites were my friends, my inner cabal, and they were aliens?
Yeah.
They were Anunnaki.
They still are, Bob.
See, no wonder that I'm meeting with them, Bob. I mean, Bert, I'm an old friend of theirs.
Yeah. That's why the Illuminati are begging you to come finance their new cabal, Bob.
Yeah.
So, Ion, are the Anunnaki the B2 aliens that are going to meet with Bob?
Some of them might be, but don't get too tangled up with that because
no, they're in the earth. They don't care about anything,
right? And that's why I'm saying. But now there's others who are coming who don't care about anything, so you won't be able to tell much difference. You see, so here's the good part. The good part is this is orchestrated. The bad news is you won't. All of them are going to be the enemy, except the Bob.
All of them are going to be our enemies, except they won't be the enemies of Bob. That's what you just said.
Correct.
Yeah, Bob, they'll talk to at best, but they don't like Bob.
The only reason they're doing that is because they realize they could win at any time by handing him over to the angels. So all they got to do is hand him over, and he's toast. He's toast. He's puffed. They'll compost him. They'll compost him. Bert, did you like that composting? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that's okay. I'll go right to that.
Hey, Bert, remember Ian said they only needed one person to talk to when they came here. So Ian sounds alien-like. They only needed one person when they showed up.
Ian is
now the aliens are doing the same fucking thing. We only need one person to talk to. And it might as well be old Bob. We used to do shit with him anyways.
Yeah. We put Bob Marshall there to keep him in control for a lot of years.
Okay, Ian, you brought up the composting. That's earlier this week I got it, or later in this week I got it. Oh, so, Ian, you were joking with us, I think it started in 2020. Or 2020 about composting. Is that a result of someone listening to you that process?
Yeah, and they did, and they made a business out of it.
Yes, they did.
And it's hysterical. It's hysterical because it's kind of like, okay, see, there you go. Now, there's somebody who didn't interact with us but heard us and then made a business out of it and doing okay. And the other people are going to be stupid enough to get composted. I guess it's cheaper. They just got to spin you around and compost the humans with so many dye. You can't dig a hole that often. But they just put them in a little bucket and spin it with some straw.
And sawdust. And there's another element in there. Okay.
Water. Yeah, put some water.
Water. There's another element. See, did I write that down? Real quick. Compost. Damn, I didn't put that in. No, hold on. No, I didn't put it. But there was another element. But anyway, okay, Ion. On June 20th, there was a TikTok of someone who used to work in the White House, and they made another trip, and they found that there are a lot of tunnels that are being more exposed. And yeah.
Elon Musk.
I did stop. I stopped before you said Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Were we not supposed to? Sorry.
No. I stopped, and you said Elon Musk, and then you stopped like I said something, but I stopped on a dime when you said... Ian, are you saying that Elon Musk was involved with the tunnels in Washington, D.C.?
Yes. The exposing of them, because he's building his own tunnels.
And that goes to another so a lot of these TikToks do intertwine, okay? Okay, is it this fact that there are 1,000 miles of tunnels in Washington, D.C., as I've already stated?
At least. Because you got to get all the way to Crystal City, and you know where that is.
Yes, I do, yeah. So, Ian, were these tunnels built by the Pentagon aliens?
We can't really get into all that.
I knew that. See, like I said,
With the first Americans, because that's the Smithsonian guys in charge of all those tunnels.
Right.
The only thing we're going to say about that is La Boule. That's all we're going
to
say about that.
Right, it goes back to that whole stuff 10 years ago.
Design. Yeah. Okay, there was another... On June 20th, there was a TikTok where a guy says, you don't have a president. And he outlines that the United States Corporation was removed from the White House, and he lines out all the details about the Federal Reserve.
That's what Sober Linda was talking about tonight.
Linda was
about the what? But what? What was Linda talking about?
She was talking about the dispersal of the American corporation, U.S. corporation.
Yeah. Okay, and at the end of this TikTok, he mentioned that most of the people that are in the corporation are in Guantanamo Bay. So my question...
The leaders are the ones responsible are. Because, see, Trump signed the law converting everything out of, not martial law, but he took over control of the military itself. Because everybody's talking about all this and all that, but nobody's running the military. Why isn't the military doing something? Why isn't people are running around shooting people and doing our stuff? Why isn't the military on the border taking care of the stuff? Why isn't the military doing something or going to whooping somebody's ass or something? Now they can't even get anybody to ship the tanks over to Ukraine. They get them drop shipped by FedEx. They drop it at the border, and the wrong people are getting the damn thing. So it's like, come on now, y'all got to be doing something better than this.
So Trump was in charge of Afghanistan when that collapsed?
The decision to remove was done without his knowing, because that was not, the U.S. had to get out.
Why?
Because there was no government. Because there was no government to support the military.
Okay, no government where to support? Well, whose military?
The U.S. military.
Okay, there was no government where?
In the United States of America.
Right. So no government to support the military. So the military in Afghanistan had to get out.
So
they could be on their own and have no government running them. But they had to get out on their own.
They did, and that's what they did, and Biden took the hit for that.
Because Biden had no control, and Trump's making Biden look bad. That's the whole Trump's agenda.
Yeah. It's like Matthew David Hurtado is the best thing that ever happened. Biden's the best thing that ever happened to Donald J. Trump.
So... Yeah, boy, and there's a lot in there that we could peel out. So Trump is running the Guantanamo Bay lockups. Is that a fact, or can you say you can't?
No. Yes, I can. He's not in charge of it, and he's not running it. He's just responsible for it. That's that creation and responsibility thing.
So you're saying that people who used to run the USA are now in Guantanamo. Who? This goes back to the families who created it 100 years ago?
No, not quite. Not quite.
Do we know the people? Yeah, we don't know the names of the people who created the USA Corporation.
We're not getting into all that, Bob. Fuck. You know that shit. Well, you know that. We're not doing that. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ian, so then it's a big joke what Biden claimed to be 3 days ago, pledging to increase the U.S. military's presence in Europe. That's a joke then, if he doesn't run the military.
Well, wait a minute. He can't do that anyway. You can't put troops on the ground without Congress saying something about it. You can't just go away. Then he's got to have articles of war. You present articles of war to something. You don't put it in the New York Times. You don't post it in the Washington Compost and say, we're going to war, everybody. Y'all get ready. That ain't how that right. works.
Oh, so he
See, that's why Biden's so silly, Bert. He doesn't control anything, so Trump or the alien committee runs them, getting to say stupid things all the time. And he doesn't know any different. Or he's dead. Yeah. So there's no news on that. There's no chemical body news. That's the issue. No chemical body news.
Yeah.
It's the tech body runs that.
And you got no cover, because when in the world had you ever have a sitting United States American president go out of foreign, off of home soil to foreign soil and start bashing the Supreme Court. Even if you could do it, why would you? Let's tell everybody where our problems is. We're the biggest and the best, and we're so big we have more inflation than anybody. We're so big we got more inflation than anybody. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you sure do. You got a whoop there.
So this is more of the CGI alien-driven non-news that's being...
Look at the picture of the, what we call it, the Cum 7. The Cum 7, that's what we call them. Look at the picture where they're lined up and their feet aren't quite touching the grass.
Right.
And you look at them when the wind's kind of blowing. Some people's hair's blowing one way and the other people's hair's blowing the other way. It's the strangest thing. It's like, how could you have the same wind blowing two directions at the same time? Or maybe their hair was sprayed real good on one side and not sprayed real good on the other. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Who are the seven? Is that the committee? The January 6th committee? Who are the seven?
G7. No. G7. We'll call it the Cum.
Oh, G7.
Seven. That's
G7.
All it would come. Because that's all it would come. Seven of them.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
When was that? Was that today? Is that this week?
He's been there all week, Bob. Did Matt Drudge not give you the insight of what's going on, Bob? Why do you trust the Drudge report?
Hey, I don't read the Matt. I don't read Matt Drudge. I don't read Matt Drudge. But here's the thing, Bert. So if the news is totally fake and controlled and has no content, you can see why Matt Drudge is having a problem stating the news.
Yes.
Because they're working with nothing.
Right. They're way beyond the old National Enquirer now. It's just ridiculous then.
Yeah.
Okay, Ion, another TikTok from June 20th, the Cat News Network. And there was some information that after the Fed ambassadors visited humans, the USA began a secret space program. The Federation designated the first human spaceport. The USA humans started drilling tunnels, and then Elon Musk was contracted to run the public fake space program while his boring company began the final stages to connect the surfaces under Area 51 to the space ocean under the Earth.
Correct. And we talked about that before. And then even those, some of those tunnels, JW's been in. They go to from Dallas to Chattanooga.
Mm.
You could drive a tandem truck through them. They're huge.
And they go down to that area off of Bimini, the underwater Area 51.
As well. As well, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's factual. And all of that information that was in that TikTok was factual. And that there's also
a
submarine
talking about Slow down.
It wasn't factual.
They're a little bit too specific. If they'd have been a dab more vague, it would have been better. Because what they did is they overstated. Then if you find any mark of that that's not tried and true gospel, then the whole thing is thrown out. You see? So they were a dot too specific. Because if that were true, why couldn't they just show us the pictures of it instead of just babbling about it? Well, my sources called me. They were in federal penitentiary, but they called me and they told me what was really going on.
These guys look like criminals. These guys that make the TikToks, Bert. They look like they're in jail.
Sitting on their front porch, chewing tobacco and drinking whiskey, telling you about the world as they know it, what their sources told them.
Right. Now, Bert, ask why only seven. What did they discuss at the G7 meeting? And then you'll find out why only seven showed up.
Is there a reason why only seven?
No. What did they discuss first?
What did the G7 discuss?
The main topic.
What was their main topic?
Oh, that's easy. That was easy. That OPEC can't produce any more oil for them, and they're all screwed, and they don't know who's going to pay this big bill. And then they're trying to figure out how to go to war with Russia and how to bring in two more countries when they're already at their top NATO derivative. There's only going to be 28 countries, which is what there is now. And then Sweden and Finland or Switzerland or some fucking place. We don't even know. Those countries are so vain. We don't even give them lines and spaces anymore. It's ridiculous. So anyway, they're going to merge a couple of them if two more join so they can get ready for the World War Megiddo. We're going to call it World War Megiddo.
But what is the main topic they discussed? That's that for
how they're fucked.
Yeah, they discuss why they're fucked. What would that be, Bert?
Bob. Did they discuss
Bob?
Yeah,
A3. A3.
Did they have the A3 discussion, the classified A3 discussion at 27?
Angola Merkel would, but she wasn't there.
But the reason there are only seven or whoever showed up, because they're aligned with the Pentagon aliens, or they're run by the Pentagon aliens. That'd be why there weren't that many there. Does that make sense?
We don't know. Bob's babbling now.
Yeah, but I know what I'm involved, so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, we are too, and we know what we're talking about when we're babbling too. So I guess we all babble.
Well, what about this UFO topic? This UFO topic, is there something to do with why many didn't show up?
No. They had to have a presser, Bob. They had to have a presser so when they had a meeting to discuss going to war, well, we discussed it if the come seven of us come together and we had come on us and it was good and we ate some babies and it was good and we're going to go to war and we're going to straighten all this shit out. Because right now, the only thing we've done is made Vladimir Putin rich. It wasn't supposed to work like that.
Why are you pointing out that the photos were fake of the G7 meeting?
Because it was all a CGI event.
Well, then who did show up? Did those people that are in the photos be there?
Nobody.
No, they didn't have one. They didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. Look at them when they're around the table. That looks like a hole. The outside of the window was nothing like the terrain there. Then you look at the where he's walking when they come and tell him that Switzerland, no, that OPEC told him to fuck off. They're not going to produce one more ounce of oil or gas at all. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to do it. Fuck you, fuck Joe, fuck. Let's go, fuck Joe Biden. They're not going to produce anything, and they don't have any intention of it. That was a completely different terrain. In fact, they're just borrowing. They could have at least got in the same country. But you look close. They just patch it together. Nobody looks, and nobody cares. And the building they're standing in front of, in Hamburg,
which is not even where they were, is not there. So,
and the only real thing that came out of their meeting while they were there was the bombing of the Capitol building?
Basically, yes.
Mm. Yeah, and that's part of a war that's going on, that one. The deeper war.
Okay. If you say so, boss.
No, that's ain't so. You can pursue that, Bert. Now, you don't have me say anything.
You don't have to carry on with that, Bert. Go ahead with what you got, Bert. You got enough to do on your own.
Okay. Hey, Ian, the June 20th also I received a shapeshifter TikTok of John McCain and the Army General. Were they shapeshifting back into alien form right in public?
Yes, right there. You sent in. And it was ridiculous because it was so obvious, and then nobody picked up on it. It's just so obvious.
Wow. So John McCain, before he was officially terminated, he was an alien? Alien was impersonating John McCain?
Correct.
Well, what's the story that brought that up?
That's why Trump hated him, because he knew he wasn't human. What did he say? He liked his war veterans, POWs to win rather than lose.
Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at, Carolyn? POWs to win? What's funny about that? She doesn't know. She's just laughing.
Bob was a TikTok.
So what's the John McCain story, Bert?
There was a TikTok.
She will throw chocolate bars at you. You be quiet. She'll throw chocolate bars at you.
Well, that's okay. I don't eat them. So,
Bob, there was a TikTok of John McCain doing a testimony, and all of a sudden he just went blank. And then they switched. He went blank and couldn't speak. And then they switched to another video of a general sort of doing the same thing, and he passed out. And then they showed him shape-shifting into an alien in front of the public, like it was in a conference or some type of a meeting.
And he shifted to something else right in front of everybody.
Yes.
And
but
so what is it?
Yeah. They blurred the picture out, but you could see that whatever it wasn't human. That fell onto the thing, and then they rushed him out. They got a lot of people around him and shifted him, walked the person or the thing out of the conference.
The same day they were handling Hillary, you know, when they were throwing her in the van and she went to the board and just kind of collapsed. It was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bert, they actually showed the footage in the TikTok.
Yes, but the TikTok disappeared, and I dropped the ball and didn't save the MP4, so it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
They don't last long from us.
Yeah. So McCain, he blanked out, and what's your reason? What did you find out was the reason he blanked out?
Well, the title of the TikTok was shapeshifting. He just looked really weak. He just blanked out, and his eyes went black, and then that's when he cut it off into the next thing of the general.
Yeah.
Collapsed.
So he was shapeshifting.
Yes, he was shapeshifting, yes.
And when was that? How many years ago?
I couldn't answer that question. It was evidently when he was alive, but it didn't have a date on the TikTok, Bob.
Okay. Is Lynn Cheney an alien? There's a question, Bert.
There is. Ian, is Lynn Cheney an alien?
I'm picking fights, Bob. You can't fight. Don't pick fights. You can't fight. Don't do that. Why do you want
to
do that?
I'm not allowed to fight anymore, Bert.
Then he next thing know, the Halliburton starts buying the rights to the thing you're working on right then. And then you're going to get fucked up, and then you're going to piss them. Then you're really going to piss somebody off, Bob. So,
sorry, Bert.
Okay. Hey, Ion, there was a TikTok on the 20th also about Fort Greely going to high slope air. Highest alert that has ever been put on June 16th.
Yeah.
Was this caused by UAPs?
Yeah.
Mm.
The jig is up.
What was caused by them, Burp?
UAPs or UFOs, Fort Greely, which is a missile defense system in Alaska. There was a TikTok that said they were placed on the highest alert that they've ever been put on.
Don't tell Bob what that is. Don't tell Bob what that is now, because it don't matter. He can look it up. Everybody can look it up. Just don't get into what that is.
Where is it?
You know
UFOs
what that
at where? In Alaska?
Yes.
The base, Bob.
But that's all I can say. It's a base. It's a military base.
In Alaska. So the UFOs were there.
That's not what it was said. That's not what was said. What was said was it was put on the highest alert that it's ever been put on. Okay, for a reason.
Well, what was the reason?
We're not getting. Everybody can look it up. Look it up. We're not getting into that.
Yeah, what was your phrase? World War Armageddon?
Yeah. World War Armageddon. World War Armageddon.
Megiddo, M-E-G-O-D-I-D-O, Megiddo.
The Valley of Megiddo, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Valley of Megiddo.
World War Megiddo. World War Megiddo, Armageddon.
You've heard that till you're blue in the face as we babble and babble on. Go ahead, Bert.
All right.
Okay, Ion, was there a power outage on the 19th of June in Oklahoma and Washington, D.C.?
Yep. Several of them.
Power outage on June 19th.
Yes.
Go ahead with the rest of it.
Okay, this was power outages in Oklahoma City, other parts of Oklahoma lost power, and most of Washington, D.C. was out of power, and New York was out of power.
Yeah, but New York out of power is nothing odd. That happens all the time. They're used to it. It's kind of like Nick running out of electricity. It happens almost daily.
So ask what it was about. Why those, Bert?
He knows. He knows, Clamp.
Okay, I mean, the TikTok didn't disclose the cause of it.
No, like, why those cities? What are they connected by?
Oklahoma, Washington, D.C., and New York.
Sounds like the Bolshevik Network.
Okay, we like from here. Okay, if you say so.
Like Oklahoma City, they had the explosion there. It's like maybe a nodal point. You know, there's always Washington and New York City, but
yeah.
In the Middle West, it's Oklahoma City.
Leave Charles Key out of this. Damn it, you fuck up everything. Don't do that.
Fuck up everything, Bert. That's how we got to where we are today.
And Carol,
no, there's too much.
Carol's not happy about it either. I want you to know.
No, she's doing fine. She got her pizza. She's okay. But Bert, I don't know. I think JW's or Ion's sound is a little off.
What now? Hold on. There's nothing with you. Can't. We got a bad phone.
I think it's over resonating.
Too loud? I can turn it down.
Yeah, it might be a bit too loud.
Okay.
All right.
That,
go ahead.
Better
Bert.
Or worse?
That's
better
good.
Or worse?
Better.
So, Ion, on 21st of June, the View settled with Kyle Rittenhouse for $22 million. Is that going to put them off the air?
Nah. They love it. They'll use that to beef it up.
Okay,
and see, so they're the ones that they're starting to have to pay up, though. But they have insurance to do that. So that's their whole thing. But they have to figure how much they made off of that storyline. That's the whole thing. So it's almost like the law of diminishing returns. It'll work great until they can't get any more insurance. And then they have to be responsible for what they say. And the second they have to be responsible for what they say, then they'll be gone. Mm-hmm.
They'll be gone if they have to say something. Responsible.
If they have to be responsible for what they say.
Because they won't say things real, then they'll be gone.
No, because if they get sued every time they make up a lie on somebody, then the insurance doesn't pay. They cannot pay the lawsuit. Then, then the Rittenhouse will own the view. he'll take possession of the thing.
So what was your? I didn't get what your topic was, Bert. What did you say about 22 million in Rittenhouse?
The show, The View, Bob settled with Carr Rittenhouse for 22 million. That was the TikTok.
Okay, is that the only place he's got money from? No.
No. No. There's other places, but this is the one that was noted because The View didn't make that big a deal out of it, and he got 22 million out of that.
So this, let's say he's got $100 million now. Is that going to the Patriot Network?
No. Going in his trust account.
What's he going to do? Is he going to become a factor I got to deal with later?
Nah, he'll just buy drops with it, Bob. He'll be all right.
Okay. All right. We'll keep him sedated on the drops. So you were interested in how they got their money. And their insurance covered that. The views.
No, he wanted to know if they. He wanted to see if they really did have to pay $22 million. That's what Bert wanted.
And they did. And they did.
They did. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Just the beginning. Mm. Okay.
Because see, everybody ran him down. Remember, he was a killer. And He was a nigger hater. He hated niggers. And oh my God, and all that bullshit. And then come find out he didn't shoot them and he didn't get charged with nothing and he should have been hung. And if they could get their hands on him, they'd have hung him themselves. And he had these big high powered guns shooting people in the face when they'd fall down. And none of that was the case. No.
Hmm. And this only beginning, huh? So there are other,
Sean Hannity is very upset about this.
Why?
Because he's the one that always picks the side that wins. You remember like the bombing at the Olympics in 96?
Yeah.
He got that right too, and he went all the way through and got him, he didn't get no money out of it, but, it was he chose that one correctly too. He was in Atlanta then when that went down.
Well, did he get Kyle wrong?
No, he got Kyle right. And everybody else got wrong. He got it right from the beginning. And he took up for him. And everybody else that didn't take up for him is now getting sued. Because he sat right there on the thing and said, there will be come up, and you're not going to run me down.
Yeah, you said Sean's getting, he's pissed off. What's he pissed off about? Sounds like he did well.
Oh. No, he did do it. We're saying he's very upset that this injustice has occurred to Mr. Rittenhouse. See, I was right. He gets to tell you how happy he is that he's right. He's so taken aback that they would malign him in such a way.
Malign Kyle or Sean?
Sean would was upset that Rittenhouse was so wronged.
Okay, so what's that matter, that he is upset about it?
Nothing, Bob. This is Bert's time, not yours. Get your own session.
So Bert. Sean was upset that Kyle was so damaged.
No, we're being cheeky. We're being cheeky about how Sean Hannity will make it a byline for him to make $22 million on advertising for his show because he was a supporter.
Hmm. Well, you're not telling us what he was pissed off about. You're just saying he was outraged against the evil mafia mob.
Yes.
The media mob.
And it gave him something new to talk about. Otherwise, he'd still be talking about Russia or...
And Africa.
Benghazi. And, selling the platinum to, to China.
Right. He's ridiculous. I noticed that the other day. He just keeps saying the same stupid stuff. He doesn't do any thinking. Tucker does thinking.
Okay. Yeah. And he has that up talk. It's kind of funny. Kind of fun.
Yeah. Has he been toppled at Fox by Tucker?
Not yet, but it's getting close. But he's old school, you know, and they always gonna keep him pumped up. He stays in the main time. He's the Anderson Cooper. He's the Anderson Cooper of Fox News.
Yeah, he's the archetype. He's the Archie type. Archie type, Bird. You can use that one.
Archetype.
Do that on Rosanna.
Okay.
Who's the Archie type today at work, Rosanna?
Archie type. Archie type. Okay, go ahead, Bert. We're
okay, Ian.
You should start complaining about time.
24th of June. This guy posted a tweet that was done by Joshua Steiner on the 14th of June, stating that Thursday's Freddie Mac primary mortgage market survey could be a whopper, and that there are rumblings of an emergent dysfunction of the mortgage-backed security market. With I think it was the 10th of June's consumer price index, and that the housing market is on the cusp of transitioning from a slowdown, soft landing, to something else entirely. And the guy said that 2008 may be happening again.
No. If it was just 2008, it'd be easy. Because we can have another TARP and solve it in 30 minutes. But you got no TARP to save it this time. You got nothing to do. You can't type it. Because now all of a sudden, this isn't strung out where nobody knows who owes who what. Before, they were bundling, packaging mortgages, and nobody had a clue. And then basically, it was a self-inflicted wound. And what they found out is that when you get stabbed with a knife, it doesn't hurt when it goes in. It hurts when they pull it out. And when Freddie Mac pulls out, it's going to hurt this time. Because it's back to individual holders, not some indigenous grand wizardry. We don't know where it went.
That's huge. That is. Because that's the main protection.
Because they correct it. That's right. Here's Johnny.
Main protection of that market. Wow. So that's a bomb. Because that was on June 14th.
That was the biggest bomb. And what did they do since then? Mortgage rates are now like 6%. All of a sudden, they were like 2%. Now all of a sudden, they're 6%. 75 basis points doesn't do that.
Hey, Ion, I was looking at the Dow, and because I worked up because they posted this on June 14th, and then I looked at the Dow. Was this cause or anything have any reaction to the Dow dropping 2,600 points from June 9th to June 13th?
No comment. But now, wait. No, wait. Here's where this kid. This is now. What's his name again? Bob. Yeah, that's his name. Bob. That's what I forgot. Bob. See, now this is the difference between everybody else. Well, maybe sober Linda can do good with it because she's got her composition notebook. But here's the thing: we could say no comment, and then we could go back and say, "Oh, but Bert, we did address that already." He'll be able to go right to it and say, oh, yeah. So say the words again, and let's see if we can catch Bob up to the snuff.
Okay.
That pizza's too hot, Bob. You hate hot pizza. Stop it. Do not do that. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay. I went and looked. Okay, when this guy posted this, Joshua Steiner posted on June 14th. And he was talking about the housing market and the CPI, the commuter pricing index. And I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, let me look at the Dow. So then I went and looked what happened before the 14th. And the Dow lost 2,600 points starting from June 9th to June 13th, which, according to you, Ian, should be like a total of like $2.5 trillion were lost. Because you did every 1,000 points, you lost $1 trillion.
Correct. And it's lost, or 1,000 points is $1 trillion, that's right, because it's lost like $8 trillion so far.
So don't look at
your 201K now, because it'll hurt your feelings.
it's dwindling. It's dwindling. I mean, it goes up a little bit, but then it goes down. It's up.
And it's they were like Bill, just it is now we're like 2,900, and then they go to 3,000 and back and forth and back and forth. And it's just awful. It's just awful what y'all have had to go through. It's unbelievable what y'all have to go through. It's just terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Southern Company, $72 a share. It's just impossible. The horrors that y'all have had to go through, Southern Company, isn't that terrible?
Actually, it was 73 on Friday, 73.14. But
I know after hours it's 72.90.
Oh, after hours.
Bert, okay. Do you have a? Did you buy stock in Southern Comfort?
No, Bob. That's a little tricky.
You mean the
here
whiskey?
In, Europe.
You mean the whiskey? You mean the whiskey,
yeah.
Bob? The whiskey.
Yeah.
The whiskey. SoCo.
Okay, did you?
SoCo.
They're pretty tricky.
SoCo and SoCo.
You didn't buy stocks in Southern yet, Bert.
No, that's pretty tricky being in Europe buying stocks, Bob.
Tricky. Okay, the Freddie Mac, I saw that TikTok, so the Freddie Mac thing is very serious.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I had another, I had to review this TikTok like 3 times to catch, and it was the 24th, and this woman comes on and he has this music playing. And she states that 1,700 days ago, something appeared in our lives, and then it went away. And now, she stated 1,700 days later, it reappeared. And looking at it, okay, did Q return to being active on June 24th of this year?
Yeah, Bob already asked about that. Is that in the private session? What's his name, Bob? Is that your name again, Bob?
I don't know. And I don't address people who don't know my name.
Now who's babbling? So the rub now becomes this marker. And we don't do time, but it's the representation of the rapidity. Now, what were the context? What was the context? Well, that's what they were talking about. That'll give you a heads up of what's afoot.
Okay, at the end of the video, there was a display that stated, said display of Q666, and it looked like it appeared that they were displaying a file loading display with the note, "Shall we play a game once more?"
Uh-huh.
And that
here's
also
what happened. What did we use Q for? We used Q. What did we use Q for?
To warn Trump. To warn Trump.
To warn Trump. Or it was like a fill-in. I forgot the actual verbiage, but you actually...
And now, here it is again. Isn't that interesting?
So that Trump needs warning again, needs extra protection? Heads up? I see.
Apparently.
So it's connected to Trump. Q. Q's there for Trump.
Okay.
And other things, depending on, see, yeah, we settle it and get it all worked out, and then Bob starts getting involved, and he can fuck up a wet dream.
Okay, a year ago or so, I saw that John McAfee right now is posting things about Q. Is John McAfee involved with Q?
Sure. Everything conspiratorial, and Trump coins, and Medicare, and oh my God, all that other shit. Okay. I told you, and it's over. And then you got these things that are running it over that it's like, why would you care? Why? You know, it kind of gets a little silly after a bit.
Okay, thanks. Okay, on the 26th, this guy gave explanation about the 10,000 cows. We know that it's 2,000, but he was speaking about the 10,000 cows that died, and he just outlined it. It really isn't anything, but he was just
stating that the people are being programmed and that the people that are controlling this are telegraphing. But basically, what I want to ask, it appears, was the cow, the 2,000 cows death in Kansas, was that a warning, a potential warning of food shortage?
No. It was just getting you ready. It was getting you ready, because that doesn't cause anything.
Right.
You know, there's that many dies on the way to the slaughterhouse every day. No problem. Because there's a ton. Yeah, was it 800,000 cows?
He said 700,000 processed in a week. He said 700,000 are processed in a week, and 10,000 wouldn't make anything.
Yeah.
But, we spoke about that, death that was caused by the air being, the oxygen being removed from the air from the cow, so.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the heat. That's what caused that heat issue. Because cows use heat to process and digest their food anyway. And so when that relative humidity shift and change, as he laid it out, it took all the air out of the room, out of the space. There was no air. And so basically they popped. You know how bloated they were?
Mm-hmm. That was really sweet. I could see that.
10,000 cows died.
Yeah, just fell over. In outside. Just outside.
Outside what?
In the field, in the pen,
And what's that mean?
But they normally don't. It's like Texas when the deer were freezing on the hoof.
Yeah.
They normally don't.
And the 10,000 cows died in the heat that they normally can survive.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that, Ion. This next one is...
Here's the thing that we need to say. If it was that big a deal, those cows are going to die anyway because they were going to the feedlot to become hamburger. But if they just fell over dead, why don't they just process them and process them like they would anyway?
So they're making a big deal out of them to frighten people.
Well, it did, because now if they think, oh, God, they're going to kill all the cows. Well, now they've not killed them. They're just dying on their own. It's cow suicide. Oh, my God, the cows are killing themselves now. What are we ever going to do? This is awful. This is just awful. We're going to have to eat Beyond Burgers from now on. We don't even know what that is.
Okay.
So that was there to scare people, Bert.
It's just laying it out. So when it comes along, or if you go to the Costco and a little pack of hamburger is $27 when it used to be $4.99, well, there it is. Those damn cows died. It's messed up the supply chain. It's over. We're going to be eating foolishness from now on. We're just going to eat fentanyl. Fentanyl's cheaper than roast beef.
Fentanyl or bugs.
Or bugs, yeah. They were on the bugs, yeah. That's good. Big bug died and get you. They're getting the humans ready for their spam. They're going to have to convert all the manufacturing things, convert them into spam dispensaries.
Mm.
But them aliens love them some spam now. Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ian. And moving right along, it's a perfect segue of mentioning aliens. For this next TikTok, UHF Corporation. There was a TikTok of the U.S. UHF Corporation, and it's outlining, a lady was narrating the first video about that they're going to disclose themselves and that they're going to finally start meeting and greeting people. And my first question, was that an actual alien boy filmed in that video?
Yes. It's getting it ready so they'll believe. Because the way that things are right now, if Bob is successful with his, gets everything done, gets to a press conference, then everybody's going to say, that's not real. That's some bullshit. They're not going to talk to him. Why would they talk to him? That's crazy. I seen the same thing on David Letterman. Oh, wait, David Letterman's not on anymore. I seen the same thing on the Jack Parr show. Oh, no, there's no Jack Parr anymore.
I saw the same thing on the Mike Douglas show. They had a talk about it, and Donahue was very upset that he didn't get the show. He didn't get the thing. They had that. That's old stuff. That's not new. And then what happens is they're getting everybody ready for the Bob Fest.
So was
the, now everybody will believe it. Now everybody will believe it or start to. They don't have to believe it. They just got to start to believe it. If 10,000 cows is going to prove that you starved to death, one little alien conversation, and we're going to reach out. We're here. We're here. We're queer. We're going to steer you into a nice oblivion. So be still till we get through with you, the alien would announce. And we got alien rights. We want our alien rights, goddammit. You're not going to treat us like that. We're aliens. We're not from here. You're going to treat us right because we're not from here. We don't follow your constitution. We're going to do what we want to do. And so then that becomes a conversation. So then Bob can save the day. Well, at least for the aliens that got across the Rio Grande without any problem. And, well, that'd be good. Tell you what, then people in down in the south of the border, they listen real close to, informationfarm.blogspot.com. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that. Ion, okay. I went and clicked on the TikTok, you know, whoever the person, the UHF, it's UHF Corporation. So I clicked on it, and I watched another video, and there was a man outlining the upcoming virtual events for members, and they're actually looking for people because I went to their website, and the only thing they have on the website is an enroll button to be a contact. So my question is this connected to the B2 aliens or the B1 aliens?
It doesn't matter either way. No. Let's just say it doesn't matter. Because if we identified it as B1,
wouldn't change your
outcome. Now, you'll make a note of it because that's what we said. And later, when it does make a difference, you say, on this date, you said it was blah, 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 and we go with it. So we told you. Now, move on. What else?
Okay, they make some, there was some mention or reference to July 17th, something taking place on July 17th. Is that anything to note on that date?
Yeah. We don't do dates, but yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's fun. Now, what else? Did you miss one?
Well, there was one of what are we going to do, but that's, there's one I did miss. Hold on, I gotta go back. I gotta open up a separate document.
Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Ion, there was a TikTok, and actually that disappeared, but you couldn't save the MP4. But it had diagrams, and it says, open your eyes.
Yeah.
And the first one had three pillars on a cart, which I've seen that before, but I didn't recognize what that is. And then there was another picture of an Egyptian tomb that looked like it had an Apache helicopter attached to it. And then there was a symbol of Jesus with these special hand movements, hand gestures, and then it had a symbol in there. I didn't recognize that. And then there was a mermaid skeleton, but then it got really interesting where it looks like there was a penny from 1818 that appears that has some alien figures on the penny. Was that a penny?
It was. Well, they would call it, like a quid, but yeah, it was a penny.
Okay, and then the next, there was a picture of like some remote desert area, and it appears that there was a pyramid. I couldn't make out the structure, but it looked like either a pyramid or a face. Was that a face or a pyramid?
It's a pyramid, but on the side of it, it had the indentation or looking of a face. You know how they'll do the pictures, and it'll be like the thing, a big picture you see in the face of Lincoln when you relax your eyes, but it's kind of like they've produced it on the side of the pyramid.
Okay. And then there's there was another symbol of, looks like the sun, moon, and the star diagram that was on a stone. And it looks like some type of leader. I don't know. I didn't recognize that also. And then there's a guy.
Everybody, all of it is just getting you ready. All of it is just getting you ready to go home. That's what these are. They're just pointing out what you got to do to go home.
Okay, but then that goes right to the, like, the next to the last symbol. There looks like to be a quarter with a reptile, a reptilian on it from 1929.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually a quarter with a reptile on it?
Sure is.
Or is that a joke?
Sure is. No, no, it's shit. It still is.
So the reptile... A reptilian on a 1929 quarter, because what gave me this, it had Liberty, and all quarters have Liberty on it, but it had Liberty on the right side, or the left side of the coin if you're, you know, facing, if you're facing coin, it's the right side. So there was a reptile on, damn, a quarter.
They obverse. It's converse. It's converse and obverse. That's right.
Okay, obverse.
So people don't know what you're talking about.
All right, and then there's some type of, looks like a melted Nokia cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Where is this?
This was a TikTok, but the TikTok disappeared. I sent it to Ed, but the TikTok disappeared, and there was no way to save the TikTok, Bob. But it was something that Ian sent me. Ian, there was a mermaid skeleton. Is that real? Mermaid?
Yeah. Sure. There's lots of aberrations. You've had aberrations all the way through. Where'd you get the idea from it in the first place? People are just really clever and witty. they went down and got them, had too much absinthe and started to write down crazy stuff. Everything you say is something you've read. And it comes from somewhere. So that's the reference point. So what's happening is that all those things are coming and going and happening and being. So you have the capacity so that you can, won't be surprised. Because there's no time. You can drop this in and out anytime. There's not a time. And what you're describing with the alien stuff, that those quarters were silver. What happened to all those silver quarters? They were all absorbed, taken up. And they took up all the gold coins, too.
Are you saying that the aliens took them up, Ian?
No, they had to get rid of them because they didn't want it out, but there was actually alien coins.
Oh, okay.
But people didn't believe in aliens then. They just barely believed in the Holy Ghost then. What, Carolyn?
Carolyn's watching TV. I am. You've been listening?
She has.
Carolyn?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Yeah, but what's on TV?
Just TikTok, not TikToks, but YouTubes of cats and dogs playing together.
Okay.
So, oh, it's so sweet. That's cute. That's so fun. That's fun. I like it when the dog kicks the cat and the cat turns around and smacks him right in the head and he goes, wah! And he goes, or the dog puts his whole head over the cat's head, like puts the cat's head in its mouth and they lay down and go to sleep together. It's the craziest thing. It's too funny.
Hey, Ian, if I was swimming way out in the middle of the bay in the daytime, is that vulnerable to sharks, more vulnerable than the shore? Or is it because
Bobby,
of daytime?
You're trying to see how it would be the easiest way to pet them? Is that what you're trying to clear up?
No, I just dozed off and had another crazy dream.
I was trying to decide whether I'd be transported out to the ocean
by the aliens. Yeah. And put in a bubble, and whether I was being protected from the sharks.
Well, the good news is that your amino acids are getting pretty good. You're getting pretty good. Your electrolytes are looking good. So you'd be a tasty snack for a hammerhead shark.
Right. Are they around in the daytime?
Sometimes. Depends on if they're hungry or not.
They might not be hungry. But, yeah, okay. Sorry, Bert, I just got distracted by some hallucination on my interior landscape.
Well, you need to, you know, something big. You're talking about sharks eating you, Bob. That's okay.
What'd you say, Bert?
If you're dreaming about sharks eating you or thinking about that, that's big in my world.
Why?
A shark? You're swimming around sharks, and Ian used to say that sharks wouldn't eat you, and now all of a sudden Ian's talking about that you could be a meal for a shark. There's a change.
You mean you that's quite intimidating to you, that whole
yes.
scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have to swim every day.
All fucked up. He was all fucked up. Now he's getting himself back right. He and him and Beverly are about to get better. So that's good. Carolyn's done a good job with both of them.
Beverly and who? Bob?
You.
Bob was sick. He didn't even know. I'm so out of breath. Didn't even know I was sick.
My God, it was pitiful. It was pitiful. Oh, my God. Stumbling around
Bert.
All over the place, tearing up telephones. How many look at the telephones Carolyn could have saved and not had to buy if he just got your electrolytes right.
I would say, Bert,
look at the phones we could have saved.
Yeah, you would probably not want to swim, Bobby, because every day I swim, but I'm along the shore, and I go with the idea that they come out at night. But, yeah, you think of the sharks. It could show up at any time, so they're in your thoughts.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't like that.
No. I can't run from a shark. I'm more trusty in running than swimming,
right,
Bob.
Right.
So running is...
I just relied on the fact that Ian said they don't like me, so I just go with that. No shark's going to bother me. That's the advantage of being the dark animal that I am.
That's true. Except if you had a really big meal and your gut was all poached out, they might think of you as a puffer fish, and that might have been delicious.
Yeah, better not eat. There used to be a thing, you know, 50 years ago. You couldn't eat an hour before you swam. You'd get a cramp and drown or something. Like, is my body transcended that, or that doesn't happen anymore for people?
That doesn't happen anymore. It changed. It's once they settled the Manchurian candidate, Bob, it was all over after that.
Once they settled on it, did you say? Settled?
Solved the Manchurian candidate issue, then it was no problem after that.
Oh, okay.
You could swim after that, and there was no problem
all right,
after that.
Very good. Okay, Bert, sorry. What time is it?
Once again, Bob.
Jesus Christ, it's 8:09, Bert.
Another problem. Told you, what do we say,
one
Bob?
More.
Won't be a minute until Bob's going to be
fucking
about time.
One more question.
He's been babbling and happy, talking about sharks and bullshit. Good Lord. Okay, go ahead.
One more. Hey, Ian, was that a fact? There was a TikTok talking about that it's potential that Hunter Biden's laptop is a possible national security threat because it had information about Biden.
It's not. It most absolutely is. It proves that he sent the message that he didn't have anything to do with anything. It's all he said all the way through. Then he leaves a voicemail, a password-protected voicemail that says, okay, I looked at the thing. It's going to be okay. You're in the clear. I think you're in the clear. So he has been involved in the whole thing, and he has been taking money from it. And they do have the proof of it and the receipts of it and where it came from and still getting the goddamn money for it. So, yeah, he's not so pretty. But he doesn't seem to care because he's like...
He's still getting paid? He's still getting paid on the crummy and the illegal deal.
Okay. Sure. Why you think... Because all that came from Ukraine. Why you think now we're helping Ukraine? Because of the cover.
So, what was the TikTok after? Since I dozed off, Bert, what was the TikTok after the 10,000 cows?
You don't sleep, Bob. You know that. Come on, man. You know better than that.
I was just transported by the aliens. I had my amino acid exercise. My tune-up. Daily tune-up for the amino acid. Back to the bubble. The bubble that Sarah Courtney saw.
Black to the bubble. Black to the bubble.
Out there on the beach. So, Bert, was there any more after the cows? Any more TikTok?
There was a TikTok of a corporation called the UHF Corporation, and it appears to be some type of alien-oriented because they had a picture of a green alien boy, like looks like he's in a room somewhere, and a woman is narrating it, and she actually appears in the video stating that they're going to start meeting people to introduce themselves.
They're going to start what people?
They're going to start introducing themselves to people due to the disclosure, the discussion of disclosures.
The aliens are going to introduce themselves to people.
Yes.
Now, am I part of that or am I above that hoi polloi bullshit, Ian?
No. This is how they're going to believe that you actually see the aliens when you meet them.
Because other people can't believe it. Yeah, I get it.
Believe you.
So you're saying that they're going to start bumping into people, force them to notice it.
Yeah. Well, I saw an alien. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. I bumped into an alien. They told me they were an alien. They were at this company, and they were going to... wanted me to give their investors, wanted to buy stock in their company so they could have more of the lady, and it'd be fun. You see if you want to do it, because aliens have feelings too.
Yeah. So Bert, the UHF Corporation, this woman said it will be in charge of meeting aliens or something?
Their corporation, yes. And I actually went, Bob, onto the name of the YouTube poster, UHF Corporation. And I watched another video, and a guy starts outlining upcoming virtual events for members of the UHF, and that then they provided a web address, and I went onto the web address, and the only thing on the website is their ad for an enroll button to people to contact them to meet them.
To meet who?
The aliens.
The aliens.
Okay, so this UHF corporation is saying, we are accessing the aliens. Come to our corporation, you'll meet some.
Yeah.
Okay,
We're here, we're queer, we're going to steer you into the right way to go. We're going to run you off in the ditch, and we're going to meet you.
Yeah, so the UHF Corporation this TikTok was someone acting out the UHFO Corporation.
Well, yeah, she...
That's the actual corporation. Yeah, she's an alien. That's the whole point.
She's an alien. So then she's inviting people.
Then after this, for a little while, to have this conversation, 5 years ago, you'd have been, they ain't nobody having no company with aliens. They want to meet aliens. You people lost your damn mind. The hell are you talking about? You think little Martians going to beam you up and stick big old stobs up your butthole? They put stobs up your butthole. They take things out of your guts. They run you through your guts and then change you up and make you have bad memories. And then you have to hate your mother because you have to go to the Freudian slip school to hate your mama. And then you kind of remember and they have past regressive indention position things. And so nobody would believe that, you see. It'd be a X-Files. That'd be an X-Files daybreak.
Yeah, and Bert, we do that way beyond the UHF Corporation. We say, come here, meet Aya, the most powerful force that controls billions of worlds. Come here and talk to it. And they don't come.
Right. Yeah. And the aliens
Too many are coming now. You have to have a subset.
Would you say too many archangels? It's so bad, your voice. But what is it? Too many what?
Too many are listening.
Too many what are listening?
Cats and dogs on the computer, Bob. People!
What? People?
People. People.
Okay, too many are listening now to us, is your point?
Yes. That's why we said that.
Okay. What's the point of saying that? What did you say?
Because you said no one's listening. We have a better deal than that, and no one's listening. We said more people are listening now than should be listening.
Because the UFOs are becoming boring. Anybody can meet an alien, and how the hell am I going to stand out among all these idiots meeting idiots?
Bob, you've got to invent a Rothschild to take them over. If you don't invent a Rothschild, you have a hard time taking them over.
Okay, Bert, anything else besides that one? Is that the only story?
Yes, that's it.